FM, live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites when your group needs an accommodating room to gather. Book reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and flurry activity out there right now. Quickly want to remind you that Abundant Harvest at 1028 Whittier, they have all kinds of lettuce and milk and etc. out front at their location at 1028 Whittier. So Abundant Harvest invites you to take part, pick up lettuce and milk, and they've got all kinds of stuff out there right now. So until it's gone, again, 1028 Whittier. It is 8:36, and we're pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning by Emporia Solid Waste Supervisor Keith Sand. Keith, good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you, Ron?
Doing good. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, same to you.
All right. Well, we're in the busy pickup time of the year for you. This is one active week. You have all kinds of things to remind people of. Let's start with extra trash here this week. What is the recommendation?
Okay. Well, we just ask that if you have extra trash, either bag it or put it in a conventional-type trash can. Set it out beside your trash cart. We'll be picking up anything on the side all week long.
Is that a little more difficult with recyclables, Keith, if you've got extra cardboard out there?
Well, the problem with cardboard and those bigger items is the hopper that my drivers deposit the trash in is about 8 feet off the ground. So the cardboard, if you've got, you know, a gigantic box that toys came in or something, it needs to be cut down so they can reload the poly cart with that cardboard to get it dumped safely.
So is that, are you talking about the recycle truck then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Well, and it's the same way for the trash truck if people choose to throw a big piece of cardboard away. Yeah.
You just don't want that stuff blowing down the street. And wrapping paper, that is not among the recyclables, correct?
Typically not, no.
Okay. All right, so extra trash this week, bag it or put it in a trash container, and the city crews will be picking it up. How does this slow down pickup a little bit this week, Keith?
Typically, holidays for us, the route drivers finish their routes much sooner. People are out of town, different things like that.
Really?
Yeah. So, if you need special accommodations, just give us a call. We'll try to. We're running all week, so.
Yeah,
we'll try to accommodate everybody and get their trash cleaned up for.
Yeah, I would have guessed it'd be a little longer on the pickup, but not the case here this week. All right, so trash is taken care of, and of course, if you're on the, we have holidays following on Monday, so Christmas is on a Monday, so if you're on the Monday route and the recycle route, Monday this week and next week, yours will be picked up, what, on Wednesday, Keith?
Well, that's correct, okay. Wednesday, yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about Christmas tree disposal. Where are we at?
Well, we've got three locations. We'll have those containers out starting today through the 3rd of January. They're located at the Lyon County Fairgrounds, at Dillon's on East 12th, and Gideon Showcase on West 6th Avenue.
Keith, go ahead. Please, go ahead.
Additionally, if you're out and about, you want to go to the transfer station, you can go there, and that's year-round, free of charge.
Keith, when it comes to dropping off your holiday trees, is there anything that people need to do before they drop those off? Anything special?
We would ask that they remove ornaments and as much tinsel as they can. If they're bagged, remove them from the bag. Otherwise, we have to unbag them out of the transfer station. And if they have ornaments on them, typically they just get disposed of.
And we are talking live Christmas tree disposal here, folks. So
just yeah, that's correct. That
big difference between some.
keep that in mind. So, again, three locations. So how long will the disposal effort be taking place, Keith?
That'll run through January the 3rd.
Okay, so a couple of weeks to discard of your live trees here in town. As Keith mentioned, too, you can take those out to the transfer station. Where exactly in the transfer station do you drop those off at?
Just pull up to the gate, you'll take a right, or I'm sorry, a left in the gate, and the tree pile is...
You'll see the tree pile, right?
Yeah, no problems.
Keith, just out of curiosity, what are you looking at in terms of collection from these live trees? I mean, is it a pretty steady number every year? Are you seeing a difference with maybe people going to non-traditional trees? What do you kind of see each year?
I think through the years I've seen kind of a slow decline. Don't know exactly why, but we don't get the volume of Christmas trees that we did at one point. I mean, 20 years ago or whatever.
Yeah. So are you going to be turning these trees into mulch out there, Keith?
I don't think we probably will this year. Yeah. We just don't get a enough to make it worthwhile.
Okay. You had done that in the past, though, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, years ago, we've done a good number of different things. At one point, Kansas Wildlife and Park were taking them. I mean, we had huge piles that we had to load with loaders and, yeah, and things like that. So it's not the volume now that it was in the past. And So,
Keith, what exactly do you typically do with these trees? Are they just kind of crushed up? What happens to them with things kind of changing in terms of volume?
Currently, our tree disposal method is a air curtain burner. Burns about 95% cleaner than an open burn. Reduces it to a fly ash that we use... reapply to our landfill areas when we close them for topsoil.
Keith Sand, Emporia Solid Waste Supervisor, on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. Well, how has the year been recycling-wise? Keith, what do our numbers look like?
They've dropped, but not significantly. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 tons. We're down from last year. Not sure what to attribute that, except that the periodicals that I read are, telling me that a lot of recycling programs are shutting down and volumes are going down. But we'll try to educate the public and see if we can get those numbers up a little bit.
Keith, is that surprising to you, considering it seems like just a few years ago where recycling was really all the rage?
It's a lifestyle, and yeah. I don't know. I would like to see the volumes go up for those folks that do recycle. You probably couldn't take it away from them. Mm-hmm. But for others,
yeah, you know, I'd be angered. I've got a full recycled polycart right now, ready to get out to the curb.
I've got, you know, we've got customers that have two or more recycling carts. So.
I'm pretty sure my folks are probably one of those groups.
Wow. What about price of cardboard? Has that changed any, Keith? I know that that had dropped significantly over the past couple of years.
Yeah, it's kind of a Midland issue right now. it's not terribly low, but it's not you know, up where it's worth $200 to $225 a ton or anything like that. It's about $100 a ton is what we're getting now.
Well, it'd be nice to see an increase there, huh? That is for sure.
Well, the recycling markets have always been kind of volatile, so they go up, they go down. You just got to kind of ride the wave.
All right. Well, we appreciate all you're doing, and a little extra effort by the city of Emporia to help out with your extra trash and recycling here this week. So if you've got extra trash, place it in a trash container or bag it and put it next to your polycart, and staffers will be by to pick it up. And of course, Christmas tree disposals, Fairgrounds North End, Gion Showcase parking lot on West 6th, and Dillon's East parking lot until January 3rd. We miss anything here this morning, Keith?
I don't think so.
We appreciate it as always, Keith. Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Keith Sin, Emporia City Solid Waste Supervisor. I would like to say a really busy week, but
it sounds like they've got it pretty much down pat. They got it figured out. Yeah. I think that's the benefits of doing this year after year is you eventually get it down to a science.
Well, they've certainly done that, and you know, I guess there's a lot of people that aren't home, you know, for the holidays, that travel, and
absolutely.
So they actually finish up quicker. I mean, I would have been totally wrong. I was totally wrong on that.
I was right there with you. I figured with all the wrapping paper and trash and cardboard and all that stuff that comes with the holidays, I really was on your side there. I thought that you'd be running routes day and night.
Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. It's 8:47.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Holiday travelers now have to make the trek back home. The TSA reporting Friday was the busiest day of pre-